Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Rooted and Established in Christ. Chapter 5. God firms and establishes all who accept the heavenly call to be established in Christ Jesus. Although it has already been mentioned in the previous chapters that God is always willing to cooperate and work with everyone who chooses to be rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, we would like to conclude the present material by reiterating this aspect once again. When the scriptures teach us that God calls Christians to walk rooted and grounded in Christ and established in the faith in the Lord, it does not mean that they have to do it all on their own. The Lord Himself is willing to work in the Christian all that one needs, but as the Christian is also a human being who can make choices, God, in many essential aspects of the Christian life, awaits the Christian's agreement and cooperation so that he, the Lord, performs then his work on the individual who chooses to abide in Christ. When a Christian puts oneself in a position of humility under the mighty hand of God, the Lord Himself stands in favor of this Christian so that he or she becomes rooted, edified, or grounded in Christ. Therefore, it is first for the Christian to trust in the Lord and, by relying on the Lord through faith, to resist the devil and his temptations, as exemplified by one more text below. 1 Peter 5, 6-10. Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. When a person humbles oneself before God, casts one's anxiety upon the Lord, and by faith in the strength of the Lord rejects evil, the Lord Himself perfects, firmly establishes, strengthens, and grounds this individual in Him, remembering here still, that a humble posture before God is done through prayer and heartbreaking, but also when a person walks in the instructions God gives him or her to do. Although not every counsel of God may initially seem pleasing to one's natural eyes or expectations, when a person heeds the counsel of the Lord regardless of his or her own understanding or the opinion of others, one also walks in humility with God, believing that the instruction of the Lord is the right and just decision to be followed and practiced. When, for instance, God instructs a person not to seek revenge on others according to that person's desire or concept of justice, but to submit to the instruction of righteousness coming from the Heavenly Father, one humbles oneself under God's mighty hand, thus letting the Lord lead him or her to see the process unfolding according to the righteousness of the heavenly kingdom and not according to the wrath of men. And by doing so, this person stands in the way of becoming ever more steadfast in the Lord, in the kingdom of heaven, and in the righteousness that comes from God. When a person, before God, keeps the purpose of wanting to be guided by Christ in everything also to practice what the Lord instructs, God Himself works for this individual becoming rooted, grounded, and established more and more in the faith towards Him. The fact that one perseveres steadfast in God puts him or her in a position to be widely blessed, for by doing so, one can enjoy even more God's endless mercies and goodness toward him or her. James 5, 11. Indeed we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. When a Christian inclines his or her will to God's will and agrees that the Lord's will may come to be fulfilled in one's life, the Lord, through grace, works out his life in favor of the Christian and in the Christian also in the sense of empowering and firming this Christian to fulfill the Heavenly Father's will, which is an expression of what is called in the Scriptures as living and walking in Christ in a firmly established manner. There is a variety of aspects in life that some people wait for God to do for them without, however, realizing that it is God who is waiting for their willingness toward Him and the abiding in Christ so that, then, He will act on their behalf or in their lives. The text, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved," for example, clearly shows us that it is the Lord who indeed accomplishes the heavenly and eternal salvation in the life of an individual, but since salvation is presented as an offer, not as an imposition, the Lord waits for the person's response concerning calling on the name of the Lord for one's salvation. Similarly, if a Christian who has already received salvation continues to keep the truth that Christ makes known to him or her, the Lord works in favor of this Christian to keep and firmly establish him or her evermore in the Lord Himself. Let us look at the reality described above, also expressed in the very precious words of the psalm that follows. Psalms 91, 9-12, and 14-16. "Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Plus. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him, I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him, and show him my salvation." When we observe the text of the psalm above, we can see that the work God requires of a person to be rooted, grounded, or established by the Lord are to trust in Him and to choose the Lord as the place of one's dwelling and refuge, thus remaining for the Lord Himself to provide for the one who clings to Him with love all that one could never provide by oneself for one's life. John 6, 29. Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in Him whom He sent." Yet another example of the Lord's work in steadfastly establishing a person in Christ as a result of one's posture or attitude is related to the subject of repentance. On the one hand, the Scripture tells us that a person cannot reach repentance by oneself, for it is attainable only because of God's goodness in favoring an individual to attain it, which is one of the points why the Lord sent the Holy Spirit to convince the world of sin, but also of the righteousness and judgment that is in Christ, so that people may come to repentance and their deliverance from bondage to sin and the body of sin. And if a person wants to choose to repent of his or her condition under the yoke of sin, even if in great weakness to do so, God will surely help him or her to achieve it and to reap the benefits that come from this attitude. On the other hand, even in the face of being able to adopt an attitude of repentance, a person may still choose not to follow this path. Although God, through the Holy Spirit, extends His goodness in the sense of enabling people to repent from the ways contrary to the will of the Lord, the act of repentance itself is up to each person to do, and it is not God who does it for an individual. If people do not want to choose the path of repentance that the Lord points out to them, they despise the capacity that God grants for repentance and, as a result of this position, they are also not qualified to be instructed in the path of the newness of life for which the Lord calls them. Returning, then, to the matter of becoming firmly grounded in God through the help granted by the Lord Himself to achieve this goal, we would like to emphasize once more that if there is in us readiness for God's instructions, God also intensifies His action in us so that we may be ever stronger in Him and in His strength. Psalms 84, 5-7. "Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring, the rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength, each one appears before God in Zion." When a person, because of the grace of God, receives the possibility of recognizing and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of one's life through faith in the heart and the confession of one's mouth, and one does indeed choose this path and remains in it, this person puts oneself as well in a position to effectively have Christ as Lord working for him or her, among many other aspects, also to become firmed and established in him. When a Christian continues to confess Christ as Lord of his or her life, one also remains in the condition of having Christ as the High Priest and Eternal King of his or her life, and in which one is empowered by the Lord to draw near to the throne of grace and also receive the grace to walk in the world without needing to stop to be in Christ. This process of becoming strengthening in the Lord is also mentioned in the Scriptures as the working or addition of the grace of God where abundant grace has already been poured out. John 1:15-17. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Romans 5:17. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. When the Lord calls us to walk rooted and grounded in Christ and confirmed in the faith in him, it is because this is entirely possible, for if we live and walk in Christ, we walk in him who helps us and sustains everything. Hebrews 3:14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, Fear not, I will help you. When, through the grace of God, a person receives Christ as Lord, one also has at his or her disposal, from the beginning and together with Christ in the heart, the Lord's protection so that one may always continue to believe in God. In Christ, every Christian has all the provision for the first steps of his or her salvation, but also to be firmly established, rooted, and grounded upon the eternal foundation of the everlasting salvation. Colossians 2:6-7. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Philippians 2:9-13. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Final greetings. Psalms 146:10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14:7. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.